being tied together.
Uh-huh.
That is my downfall.
That's a good definition. Well, what do you call it? This thing that you used to go to with a girl, and there was a band there, and they played, and you got up on your feet and danced. What do you call that?
Mom, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Hey, come on, go with me, gal. Let's go to the... What? Let's go to the...
To the dance?
Mm-hmm. You say dance, or would you say hold on?
Well, you could. You could say dance, or hold down, or...
Shindig?
Frolic, or shindig. Whatever you want to do. All you see sums up.
Something I never did do.
Did you ever go to a dance?
Not much. I never did go to a real dance like they have now. But
mm-hmm.
We used to have what we called play parties when I was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We'd try to dance, but of course we couldn't.
Well, I'll say there's a big crowd there. And you say, well, let's don't go there because there's too many people there. That the whole crowd, you say, they're too noisy. I don't want to go there because of them. How would you describe that crowd?
Well, I'd say there's too many, and I don't like to be in such a congregation. And
mm-hmm. Would you say anything else besides congregation?
Well,
yes, it's a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. How about kit and caboodle or something like that?
Well, it could. Say, well, let's get away from this kit and caboodle. Let's get away where there's not so many of them. Or
mm-hmm. Would you ever say the whole crowd?
Yeah, whole crowd.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain it when somebody didn't go to class when he showed up?
Didn't go to class?
Class, what'd he do?
Well, he's played hooky or
mm-hmm.
delinquent or
tardy.
Or
mm-hmm. You ever say you cook Jack?
Yeah.
Would you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I played hooky many a day when I was going to school.
I used to too. When I used to sign my mother's name on excuses, I never got caught. I didn't do it very often, maybe. Played 10 times in high school. Nobody ever caught me. Well, let's see. If someone's going to leave, they've been here for a while, and you say, come on back next week because we'd like to see you. You say, come on back because we're glad to see you. We're
always glad to see you come.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your company.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be glad to see you.
We'll be glad to see you come back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're telling a lie.
I have to be polite. Well, people go to school to get what?
They go to get an education.
Mm-hmm. Now,
training for different things.
When a guy goes to school for the first time, what? Is he put into what grade?
Well, he's put in kindergarten if he goes before he's six in this state.
And then where's he placed?
He's in the first grade or primer.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say first class?
Yeah, say first class.
And after high school, where does he go if he wants to get more education?
He's got to go to college.
Now, here in the town, what do you call the place that keeps books, take books out to read at home?
Librarian.
No, the place, not the person.
Oh, library.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the place where you mail letters?
The post office.
Good. And the place where you can get on and off trains?
Depot.
Good. And the place where you can stay all night for $2.50.
Hotel.
Yeah.